artificial intelligence news. What could that be about?
The artificial intelligence news. Hello, viewers. Welcome back to your one-stop shop for all news AI. We're back once more.
Back once more for what?
The latest, sometimes shocking, happenings of the artificial intelligence universe. So let's jump right into our weekly updates. However, before we do, we request you subscribe to the channel and press the bell icon to never miss another upload of ours. Having said that, let's get right to it.
Okay.
Highlights of the week.
Right.
System recognizes hand gestures.
Really?
Researchers are developing a new technology that uses hand gestures to carry out commands on computers. The prototype, called Type-alike, works through a regular laptop webcam with a simple fixed mirror.
I don't believe
the program recognizes the user's hands beside or near the keyboard and prompts operations based on different hand positions.
Bullshit.
A user could, for example, place their right hand with thumb pointing up beside the keyboard, and the program would recognize this as a signal to increase the volume.
Really?
Different gestures and different combinations of
I won't do it. I'm drunk, and this is crazy. Nice bomb in the other video.
Hey, my friends, welcome back to a new video. Today we'll be talking about science, that you are the chosen one. So, the chosen one means that you've decided to come here to lead the humanity towards a greater connection with themselves, a greater connection with Gaia or with life itself. And we came here just and with only intention to guide humanity towards a greater truth. And because the whole great awakening is happening right now around the world, this is truly a unique moment for you to recognize how you feel about it. So the first sign that you can recognize that you are the chosen one is that you walk a different path in life. Whatever was happening in your childhood, however you've been told that life is this way and that way, and you need to be like that, and you need to follow those kind of rules, you've never truly fit into that. So you've decided that you want to walk your own path. And sometimes you felt like an outcast because of that. Sometimes you've been judged.
Girls with huge dumpies take creatine. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls with huge dump trucks take creatine every day.
Yeah, right.
Would you like to improve your out-of-the-box TV picture from this to this? Just by disabling a few TV settings that harm picture quality so much, they should be classified as illegal. The first TV setting to turn off is the sharpness control. Now, some of you may think that this is the stupidest idea you've ever heard, because don't we all want a sharper picture?
No, I don't. I want
increasing the sharpness setting on most modern televisions is actually only adding fake sharpness. It works by detecting high contrast edges and then enhancing the contours to give the illusion of a sharper picture.
Really? Fox,
but as you can see from this close-up footage, excessive sharpening can add more ringing or haloing artifacts along high contrast edges, which may be visible even from a normal viewing distance. For example, along the mountains in the 4K Blu-ray of Mad Max Fury Road, or around Keanu Reeves in the 4K Blu-ray of The Matrix, making objects and characters look like cardboard cutouts overly artificial, which reduces the cinematic effect. Furthermore, because the sharpness control on most modern televisions is applied to all contrasty elements without discrimination. Excessive sharpening would also exaggerate film grain in movies, leading to a noisier picture. For instance, in the 4K Blu-ray of 300, which is famously already quite a grainy movie as per Zack Snyder's creative intent. Here's another example from The Fifth Element, where excessive in-TV sharpening introduced some crawling noise on the faces of the characters, particularly where there's specular highlight. Based on my experience of reviewing and calibrating televisions over the past 14 years, most 4K and even high-definition content are already sharp enough, and adding edge enhancement would just cause more problems. So for the most natural picture from your TV, I strongly recommend setting it to neutral sharpness where no edge enhancement is added at all. The exact setting varies from manufacturer to manufacturer. Here is a table listing the correct neutral sharpness setting for some of the more popular TV brands I've tested. The next TV setting you should turn off is noise reduction. Again, this may sound counterintuitive, because you want a cleaner picture with less noise, right?
Yes.
But you have to understand that most in-TV noise reduction algorithms are not smart enough to distinguish between video noise and actual film grain in the movie.
I don't understand.
So engaging noise reduction would chip away at the film grain integrity, resulting in a more sterile image that deviates from the director's intent. In addition, high levels of in-TV noise reduction can erase some fine detail. Here, I am playing the 4K Blu-ray of Knives Out on a TV with noise reduction engaged.
What is it called, Knives Out?
Note how unnaturally smooth and waxy the faces are. And once I pause the disc, the facial detail reappeared magically because the film grain has become static and hence is no longer treated as video noise by the noise reduction algorithm. I will just unpause and pause the scene a few times to let you see the effect.
Can't see it.
Some noise reduction algorithms can also introduce a smearing or ghosting effect, most visible on facial movements, especially in dark.
Fucking bullshit. Satanic worship for a bit. Oh, that's so nice. Ooh.